100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. Haven't been so for 46 years, apparently. So, let's have ourselves a weekly challenge. The topic is us. A lot of people had different takes on this, and that's what this is all about. Seeing what your experiences and your creativity come up with. What facet of the diamond of imagination do you see the world through? So, let's see. Let me get the list here. Muncie, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Kim, Lizzie, Serendipity, Zachman, Tom, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. They all had stories. They're a part of us. And you, if you're listening, you're a part of us too. So join on in, and let's hear some stories.
Greetings once again, Halloweenies, from Munzee, here with another story that I hope, nay, that I demand, will thrill you. Be thrilled, damn it, be thrilled! Ultimatum by Christopher Monroe. You're either with us or against us. Or, now that I think about it, you've never heard of us at all and have no opinion regarding us one way or the other. In fact, given that we aren't particularly notable, either for good or ill, chances are that it actually is the third thing that describes you. So, anyway, you're either with us, against us, or we're nothing to you, have always been nothing to you, will always be nothing to you, and you're completely indifferent to us. Probably the latter. Now get off the fence and pick a side. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That brings my tale to a close, Halloweenies. I hope that you dug it, and we'll see you all again next week.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 494 on the topic of us. My first story is called Big Game. They really are magnificent animals, I told Taranj, my native guide.
Indeed, sir.
And endangered, you say?
Very endangered. Hunted nearly to extinction.
And yet,
sir,
we're stuck in this tree while a hungry pride of lions waits for us. If we do nothing, we'll eventually starve to death. If we try to run for it, we wouldn't get more than a few feet before being mauled and eaten.
You summarized our situation quite well, sir.
I sighed. That's it, then. Nothing else to do. I hate to do it, but it's either us or them. We'll have to shoot our way out.
Pardon me for pointing this out, but my rifle is at the base of the tree.
I see that. Go get it, Durange.
What if I'm attacked?
That's a risk I'm willing to take. And my second story is called At Night. Brianna snapped the light off and then sat under the covers listening. Her daddy told her there was no such thing as monsters, and she believed him. Still, every night she heard rustling sounds, and what she thought was whispering. Daddy said it was just noises, but Brianna wasn't so sure. When her ears picked up the whispering once again, she called out,
"Who's there? I can hear you, you know."
Silence. Then from below her, a gruff voice responded,
"There's no one here but us monsters under your bed. Get some sleep, kid."
Okay.
Brianna settled herself in the covers.
"Wait for it," said the monster.
"Mommy, Daddy, come quick. There are monsters under my bed."
"Geez, kid, calm down. We're monsters, nothing more. It's not as though I said we're from the government and we're here to help. Then you'd have a reason to be scared."
And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good day. Charlie here. Ultrasound, U.S., is used for a number of things. I used an inexpensive, portable unit for muscle stimulation and strengthening. Originally, Russian muscle stimulators were used as part of the Russian Olympic team training. I made the decision to experiment and task my device for the discrete yet profound strengthening of my unit. The smooth muscle was able to adapt to minutiaring of the cellular walls of the pores, thereby making the pore cells larger and more capable of absorbing more blood. If anyone would like to purchase a device, documentation, and a log describing results, please email me.
Hello, it's Richard, and boy am I tired. It's been a long, long day. Even so, stories must be done, and here are mine on the topic of us. First one's called Join Us. Come and join us, the flyer said. Nothing else, just a telephone number. I was intrigued enough to pick up the phone, half expecting a recorded Bible message or telesales call centre. So, when my call was answered by a friendly and reassuring voice, I was a little surprised, to say the least. I asked her to explain the mysterious invitation, and my surprise turned to incredulity. This was an opportunity too good to let pass by. So, I joined them, and it was the best decision of my life. You should too. Would you like the number? And here's another. It's called The Golden Rule. Battered, bruised, and exhausted, he staggered through the imposing gateposts before collapsing into the mud, utterly exhausted. He had finally made it. The fabled lair of the golden monkeys. Days later, now recovered from his ordeal, he was summoned to appeal before the Grand Council. So, tell us, why should we make you one of us? He told of his struggles and dedication, of long nights and countless hours of self-denial, of years of toil and the broken relationships. He told them of his striving for perfection, and no, interrupted the great high monkey. Keep it brief. And there you go. That's my stories. So I'm off to bed. Good night. Speak to you next week.
Hi, this is Kim, and this is my recording for 100 Word Stories, topic Us. We lay on the couch, and I wondered if this was a bad idea. But I went through with it. My first one-night stand. It sucked. Had you ever done this before? I wondered. But me, I was amazing, apparently. I had everything you wanted, and now I can't get rid of you. You moved in and started causing too many extra dishes and wearing my socks? I wonder why you won't stop breathing. You wonder how you got so lucky. Turns out I'm not good at one-night stands. But dating sucks. So, this is it, huh? Okay, let's have dinner.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The us we used to be disappeared. How did this happen? When did we drift apart? She did that, talking incessantly. I just couldn't process what she was saying anymore. It was all a numbing blur. I still remember the long walks at the beach, holding hands, the salty promises of eternal love. I still remember, right before the wedding, the eagerness of that forbidden kiss, and the way we looked up at the balcony and saw my future wife waiting. We continued to meet secretly, but this us we used to be disappeared. There was just you and her. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I wish you have a great day. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. If you want to be one of us, you have to drink our blood, said Jenny, offering me a plastic cup. I didn't want to drink, but I desperately wanted to be in the gang. So I closed my eyes and swallowed a lot. It was probably blackcurrant juice. I didn't want to imagine what else they'd added to concoct their blood. It didn't matter. I was in the gang and staying for the sleepover. Later that night, sinking my teeth into Jenny's neck, I smiled at the sweetness of her blood and looked forward to happy days ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving, Muncie. This is Zachman with my story about us. Have you ever been in one of those secret clubs? Asked the boy to his dad. Not secret, but very few people know about us. That is, U-double-S, replied his father. Doesn't that stand for United States Ship? Asked the son. In this case, it stands for the Uber Fans of Sanborn Smith. It's currently a small group, but someday we'll be even bigger than bronies with an annual convention called USCon. So, what do you think? Said Father. Honestly, Father, I think maybe it was a bad idea to put a hairy mango into your mango colada.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got a few updates. One, we have just passed the 8,000th story mark. That's 8 Scheherazades. The story average is fixed at 16.22, and the only movement is in the iron. Richard passes Guy David to become the 10th Iron Monkey. All hail Richard. And I have one story tonight called Turtles All the Way Down. Ulysses and Sally were inseparable, way beyond soulmates. They shared a particular way of looking at the world. It was all about the work, and the work was about to change everything. When it became clear their overlords weren't about to let them control the project in a manner that served the greater good, they made a run for it. "I guess it's going to be us against them," said Sally. Ulysses booked passage to Peking by way of Tokyo. The media called them traitors. The government pressed hard to get them returned to the U.S. to no avail. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of YABooksPodcast.com, and this is me recording on my iPhone because I can't get my laptop to accept anything, no matter which program I try. Well, this is my entry for episode number, weekly challenge number 494 with a prompt of us. So here's my story. With my daughter in the background. Bambi handed Durgle a plate of spaghetti and sat with him on the couch. "You don't have to sleep in your van in some parking lot," Bambi said. "You can sleep here, on my couch."
But, Durgle stuttered. "It would be just you and me here, just us, all alone."
"Yeah, so?" Bambi asked.
"It wouldn't be right. We can't sleep in the same apartment. We're not married," Durgle said, blushing furiously.
"Why?" Bambi sounded upset. "I'd be in my room. You'd be on the couch. You could have your dog be a chaperone."
Durgle could only shake his head. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the subject. Us. Once upon a time, there was an ugly country called Uk. It was cold and damp, and it always rained. Because it was an ugly country, its people were ugly, and they did ugly things. They invaded a beautiful country across the sea, inhabited by beautiful peoples who did beautiful things, but Uk enslaved them all. Then the peoples said, "Uk cannot conquer all of us together." United, we drove Uk away. Then we drove ugliness away wherever it was, and at last the world was ruled by us. And that is how the US, the Universal State, was born.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We've been together 15 years, but how together are we? We have separate bank accounts, we have separate credit cards, we file our taxes separately, do our own laundry separately, and because someone has to watch the cats, vacation separately, too. I work early, she works late, so by the time she gets home, I'm asleep. We're together on the weekends, though, watching football or basketball or baseball or picking up plants from the nursery down the street. A nice dinner out now and then. What more can you ask for, really?
with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? And that's all the stories we have this week with the topic of us. I walked to the Galleria yesterday listening to Dead, of course. Usually I walk on the treadmill, but fuck it. Might as well go to McDonald's and see if this Apple Pay shit works, you know? $300 for a damn phone, you pay for it every month, and what do you use it for? Cheap-ass burgers. No, I could have walked two stores down and gotten a Subway sandwich, you know, and splurged. All right, one a day until the day I die. Leave your comments. No, you never do. Why do I keep bothering asking? More stories next week. The topic is stick. So throw it at the wall, see if it sticks. I will see you all next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, who are you again? keep it brief.